You're listening to Soundprint. I'm Barbara Bogave, and I am a former high school student. Yes, I'm coming clean. I sneaked cigarettes before gym. I pulled all-nighters. I cut class, and I pretended it was that time of the month to get out of basketball practice. It's basically your typical high school experience. And it's probably about what high school is like for kids today. Really, how much different can it be? Sure, maybe the trappings change. Now kids have cell phones and computers and more standardized tests, maybe, and metal detectors in the halls. But the essential agony of adolescence and the joys and indignities of being crammed together with your peers in a learning environment, that all must be pretty timeless stuff, right? Well, in the end, we at Soundprint weren't so sure. So we sent producers Richard Paul, Lakshmi Singh, and Katie Gott back to school, specifically to Westfield High School in Chantilly, Virginia, to see what's different in high school today and what stayed the same. With nearly 3,000 students, Westfield High is one of the largest schools in the Washington, D.C. area. So to get a handle on the place, we'll be following three people through one high school day. Our characters are Sparkle Williams, a 16-year-old junior, Miss Lynn Davies, an 11th grade social sciences teacher, and the principal, Mr. Dale Rumberger. So toss some lip gloss and an iPod into your backpack. We're high school bound.
Everybody who's gone to school thinks they know what a teacher does all day. What does a principal do all day?
Whatever ends up on the desk in the office. The issues of the 21st century, in some ways, aren't much different than the issues of the 20th century principal. I would say one difference is the intensity. This generation, so electronically connected and intertwined in their thought process, where they have, unfortunately, sometimes so much information, and then a lack of how to understand it, how to use it, and how to reflect on it.
So how do you prepare for the day?
Usually on the drive-in, I'll keep a pad. What are the absolutes you got to do? And then what are the next tier of things you'd like to get done?
Now I'm just trying to prepare myself for the kids coming in, trying to get the handouts together.
How long does it actually take to get ready for the morning?
Not real long. I do a lot of my preparing the night before.
How long does that take?
That could take anywhere from 1 to 3 hours, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do the next day and getting ready for that.
I have yearbook today, and I get to see LC. He is so cute. Number 25 of the football team. He looks so good.
No, he doesn't.
Anyway, I think so.
Laura May said that he was going to, like, ask her to homecoming. He's trying to, like, decide between her and that other girl. I forgot what her name is.
Christine, right?
Yeah.
Guess he decided.
On to Dr. Easter.
What's wrong?
Because my whole face broke out. Look at it. No, like, there's something wrong with it. Like, I think it's because of stress or something. I don't even know if that's the cause of acne, but.
Stressed out about it.
I think I'm stressed out about time, because I don't have time for anything. Like, I do so much stuff. Should I drop something?
I think you should drop the ESL thing.
I've been doing that for 3 years. I can't drop it anyway. Like, I have a class. I can't just drop it. And then I have babysitting. I can't drop that. I really like the kids. And Maria Grande. I can't drop that. I really like that, too. And then I have the salon. I can't drop that because it's my mom's friend.
Okay, first of all, you can drop anything you want to. It's not like...
No, but I like babysitting and I like Maria Grande.
So is the ride-in usually thinking about the day, or is the ride in trying to take the day and put it outside your mind?
Almost always the ride in is putting the day in perspective. What do I need to get done? And here it is, 384,000 square feet, 62 acres. Home away from home. It's immense. It's daunting.
We've only been open for what? This is our fourth year, and we're already overcrowded, and we have 14 trailers, and they're already adding an extension onto the whole entire building of 27 rooms, and that won't be done until like 2006, which is perfect timing. We graduate 2005.
It is 6:33. I'm here about 5 minutes earlier than normal, so now we're here at the school.
Okay, we're in the parking lot, walking to the school, to the back exit. You get a parking space the year before, and seniors get first pick, or they raffle out seniors first, then like the underclassmen. And so normally the underclassmen get in the way back in the 400s, 500s.
How many students here?
2,925. We opened in the fall of 2000 with 1,604.
How can you possibly hope to get to know any individual student, or do you not bother with that?
Well, I think I do. I think, first of all, you do get to know individual kids. As you tell them, some of them, it's got to be their selection to get to know you. That's part of it.
Do you guys have lockers?
Yeah, we have a lot of them. You'll see them. We have so many students that we had to put them in the hallways, which is, I don't know. I'm glad mine's not in the hallway. That would stink, because, like, you'll see when we come up right here. You see how many people are walking through here? Can you imagine having your locker right next to it and getting bumped all the time? That'd frustrate me.
Is this school bigger than most?
Yes. I would say it's in the upper group as far as size.
How do you keep it from just becoming a factory?
Well, it depends. You say factory as in a derogatory term. There are some very successful factories that are built on different models where people want to go to work there, can't wait to get to work there. It is 7:10. Right now we have 44 buses showing up, each with somewhere between roughly 45 to 70 students. Ready, my favorite sound, ready? That means my walkie-talkie is on. I have a master's degree, I carry a walkie-talkie. I'm proud.
There'll be a meeting of the Asian American Club this Thursday in Mr. Anderson's room, A117. The meeting will start at 2:30. The Muslim Youth Club, formerly an MSA, will be having an interest meeting in room A119 on October 9th, Thursday, 2:30. The Gay Straight Alliance, the interest meeting is on Thursday, October 9th at 2:30 in room C117.
Now give us just the general layout overall, what it is that you and your co-teacher, your teammate, do here.
Okay. What we do is I'm teaching American history and he's teaching American literature. And we take our both classes, we open the wall in between our two classrooms, and try to stay at the same time period all the time. So as I'm teaching Puritanism, he's been going over the Scarlet Letter with the kids so they can see how history and literature really do mirror themselves.
Hey, you guys ready for Green Tree?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
That's Greg M. Green Tree. Okay, first off,
normally I have a pretty good success rate with my kids. I think a lot of it is both Mr. Greentree and I really try to stay on top of them. If someone hasn't done homework, we'll call. We'll get on them. You know, where's your homework? Why aren't you doing things? What's going on? And overall, they do really, really well in here.
Hundreds of offbeat uses for dozens more brand name products. And it's just got a lot of little weird
things. Are most of your classes this crowded? Well, yeah, this isn't too crowded, but yeah, yeah.
Instead of shuffling papers before a quiz, you should be looking
over
your review. Are there any questions on
the
review at all?
The review sheets. I have one.
Go ahead.
Can you do number 9?
Grab your calculator. Let me show you. Because this is a good question because it's something that you can use your calculator for, but the calculator won't do and it's just all the work.
Can you use your calculator on these quizzes?
Yeah, but she says it. Like, okay, she'll be like, yeah, you can use your calculator, but no, like, decimal approximations, which means you have to work it by hand anyway.
Okay, type in your 51 degrees, your minutes, and your seconds. Change it to a decimal at first.
It is 8 o'clock, and we are heading to the weekly administrative staff meeting.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. Yeah, right. Coalition, first thing on the agenda. I met with the coalition representatives here.
You two start working on something.
We are.
Okay.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
We're very confused.
We went in a lot, actually. No, you don't. You want me to give you the answers?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
All the trouble that you go through, the time that you spend putting these things together.
Right.
Just how deeply are you cut when at the end of the semester, students aren't doing as nearly as well as you need them to do?
When I want to wring their little necks at that time. Those are the times that I have to assess what I'm doing. Maybe I'm putting in a lot of time, but is it the right kind of stuff that I'm putting the time into?
What are man's natural rights? Is that the whole life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness thing?
Mm-hmm.
Then what's the purpose of the Declaration of Independence stated in the introduction?
Lay foundations of justify the revolution.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Bam.
Could you have said that in the first place?
Well.
And, you know, letting the world, you could also say, too, letting the world know what they're doing.
I think there are some teachers who maybe shouldn't be teachers. They forget the kids.
How about that?
So you guys know what you're doing.
Yeah. Curtis knows what he's doing.
There's just so much going on that you have to address. Where's the parental help? Where does he even know how to study? What's the best placement for him? Is mom sick? Is mom even there? Does he have to work? Sometimes you feel bad for the kids, and you want to help them, and you want them to learn, but it's a very difficult line to draw.
Does this qualify as the first paragraph?
No.
First
go down sentence. To where? Whereas in the.
Right here.
Where in the course of human events becomes necessary.
What?
When in the course of human events it becomes necessary.
Oh.
That's your first paragraph.
Yes, yeah, that's what I.
Okay. I was just asking. Goodness.
Do you ever listen to Sports Junkies?
Sometimes.
They're one of them is a really big Red Sox fan. Hey, if you're taking a book, don't forget to bring it back tomorrow.
Bye, Miss Davies.
Bye, Miss Davies.
Have a great day.
Now, just a moment now, just a minute. Will you please follow through on chapters 9 and 10, just as you did chapter 8 today, and be ready to discuss any more? Got that now? Chapters 9 and 10.
Oh, why don't they let us out of class on time? I've got to go clear over to the other side of the building.
I know what you mean. I'm going to get busy. Just say that booty nonstop when the beat drop just keeps swinging and getting jiggy.
So what time is it now? Can you tell me what time it is now? I don't have a watch. You're going to ask me that, but I can't tell you. I have 9:11 now. I have 9 minutes to get to class.
Seems pretty crowded, even here.
Yeah, it is. It's like this everywhere. This is actually one of the better parts of the school. You just get used to it after a while.
How important is it to show your face around?
Real important. I think the kids need to know that there is somebody else there, and if they have any issues or questions, they can bring them forward. I think it's important for me because it keeps me in touch with them. You'd be amazed in the hallway. The kids will just come up and sit there and say, did you know that so-and-so had a car wreck? Did you know that thus and such dad or mom lost their job last Tuesday? Ms. Rumberger, did you, I want you to know that, dot, dot, dot.
Dude.
What's up?
What do you think is vastly different from when you were in high school to what you see today?
I think within school they are a little bit more relaxed with the teacher. I don't know why that is. Some of the teachers who've been teaching a little bit longer don't like that at all because there is more of a familiarity that they're not real comfortable with, and I think that can be stressful for them.
Do you think in general the teachers here are pretty like personable and give you like individual attention?
Oh yeah. There's a lot of one-on-one interaction between the teachers and the students, and therefore like it creates a bond of like, I don't know, where people can trust each other and you can go to a lot of your teachers for advice and stuff like that. I think with such a close personal like environment, they learn just as much from us as we do from them.
Well, how do you maintain a connection with a student or earn their respect?
I think they just see youth sometimes. And so, in their minds, they think youth means inexperience. And while that may not be the case at all, they just see a young person in front of them.
I think having such laid-back teachers or young teachers has its negatives because, I don't know, I guess you don't learn the discipline and stern, like, Yeah, I guess it's just the discipline that you would with an older teacher. The only thing is that you get to be yourself. And that's, I think, a positive or something that you need in high school, because you're trying to find out who you are. So the fact that you can be whoever you are at that moment with a teacher is just a positive. But I don't feel like I have to be fake with them. They know me, and it's honesty.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help.
At the school cafeteria, show consideration for others.
So tell us where we are now.
All right, right now we're in the Westfield High School cafeteria. Pretty crowded, as you can see.
What time is it now?
Right, it's 11:09. Okay, this is a news, right? It's a radio station. We're recording the day in the life, so they follow me around. I just want to get everyone's perspective. Okay, what's it like being African American in a predominantly white school?
It's really hard because, I don't know, you get judged a lot, and you can tell you get judged.
And stereotype, basically.
Like, we have a dress code, right? But if you look at it, a lot of minorities tend to have more curves than the others. So we get pointed out. You can see one of them walk by with something, you know what I mean? And they don't say anything to them.
Cindy can wear short shorts, but if Keisha come up here with shorts, you know, the same size,
oh, no,
she'll get in trouble.
Too big for them shorts. You need to call your mom so you can change.
Don't lie to me, Mr. Roberto.
First of all, Steven, I'll only lie to you every chance I get, okay? When you take on these roles, when you make that connection, you got to make it as available as you can for the student. And there's a downside to that. I think the downside is a kid says, well, then we're peers. We're not peers. Their mission is not my mission. My mission is educate all of them. Their mission is educate myself.
EST, is that Eastern Student Time? I thought it was Eastern Standard Time. I, of course, like to be confused. Maybe not know. It is 1:24, and I am late to an instructional council meeting.
The computer labs in the building and the way the networks are running is just horrible. It's just been one thing after another.
Is it a result of our expanding technology numbers and number of people having...
The good news is the wireless lab is coming.
Oh, really?
I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
I just met with Lynn yesterday.
How would you pull that off?
If I have another child, its first name will be Marty, after the ISD coordinator.
What does it do?
A wireless laptop lab. One of the things that our school was right on the edge of the wireless explosion. We have 4 hardwired labs in here, 28 computers each. Well, we can book those every day, every period. But that means Mr. Eddy has to take his class, pick him up, he has to take him down there, he has to get him restarted, logged in. Whereas if it's in here, he can have it, he can set it up, it's all ready to go, and it just rolls, and you lose no time. And once again, a critical issue in education is how much time you spend on it. If I can give them 10 more minutes out of the day by doing that, you multiply that times twice a week, that's 20 minutes. You multiply that times 10 weeks and a quarter, it will make no difference to the kid who grasps concepts quickly. Makes no difference. But to the kid who's just beginning to synthesize that information, put it together, and come up with a concept or thought, that's the one that's going to be the difference in, and that's what we're reaching for.
We do all our grades on computer. So the kids' grades are computed every single day. They can look at their grade anytime they want to, and we just sit in there and plug in the grades much, much faster than it was 10 years ago.
Excuse me, guys. Sir.
I was walking.
Yeah?
And I
excuse me, I'm going to try to go over.
His books were everywhere.
Accidents happen and things open, and so you accidentally kicked a book, you didn't see it?
I was walking.
Walking is a skill, and sometimes knowing where you're walking is important. Gentlemen, to class.
Thank you, Dan. Maybe help?
Well, actually, it's really just his problem, wasn't it? Because his backpack opened, it's his problem to take care of, right? Yeah. What grade are we in? You survived ninth grade with that thought process?
I don't know.
If you need a lawyer, get a good one. Don't treat me like that, got it? And by the way, that's about a $63 book that I intend on keeping for only another 8 years.
I have cash for it.
You have cash? Good. I'd rather you not use it if you don't need to. If you want to, I can orchestrate it, I can arrange it. That's not a good decision. Certainly not what I expect out of us here. Everybody knows who I am? So there are no surprises in how I'm responding, right? Okay. And what grade are we in?
Soccer.
Wonderful. Now, I want you to be here. I just need you being here a little better than you are right now. I want you to think of what would happen if everyone whipped their books all over the place. With 2,925, we would never step on the tile. The tile would always be clean. We'd be stepping on books. Correct? Let's go ahead and get an excuse passing. Can't you see what I mean?
That was an interesting process. It was informative to watch you go through that.
In a big school, you need constant reminders. He needs to work it through better than what he did. And what's great, great, great about this group of kids is they do. I could have been profane, I could have been angry, I could have been righteous indignation.
Now the trouble's with your attitude. You don't pay enough attention in class. I'll make an example out of you.
But I'm...
That's enough out of you.
Or you can talk to them as equals. You could have made sure they understand that, yeah, I could play every card I want and I'm right. Or I can get you to understand what you're doing wrong and not entreat you, but challenge you to be a part of that process.
How much that's going on here do you not know about?
Oh, Lord. I know so little, it's hard to keep up with what I don't know.
Class. When I was a freshman, I was not drinking. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah,
this year, the freshmen binge drink every weekend and during the week, during school nights.
I was amazed how many freshmen get high before school.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of parties on the weekends?
I wouldn't know.
People come to games drunk all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing.
Like football and volleyball games. My milkshake brings all the boys
to the yard and they're like, it's better than Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
Did you guys feel peer pressure to do anything? Like, what about sex?
I never felt peer pressure to do that.
Yeah, neither have I.
I think there's a certain status that comes along with it. Like, I think people look upon people differently who have had sex in not necessarily, like, a negative way, you know?
It's accepted.
Here, Jenny.
No,
thanks,
girls
Jenny.
Who park in cars are not really popular. Not even with the boys they park with. Not when they meet at school or elsewhere.
There's girls here that have had 15 partners.
Numerous. Yeah.
Like up to 14, 15 partners, and nobody looks at them differently.
Do you think it's a double standard?
That's maybe. What I was gonna say. There's a double standard, I think, with guys. Like, guys who haven't had, it's a little, you know.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I know. Which is sad.
Like, some people have, like, in the teens, different partners, and that's just a little...
That's gross.
A little dirty to me.
I feel bad, but yeah.
Well, it is kind of scary to think that all these guys that you potentially want to date have been with, like, 13 different girls.
And it's also, I don't know. Never mind. I don't know. It just seems like girls do it just to feel secure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And, like, so many girls are, like, insecure and lonely these days.
I know. It's sad.
It's sad, yeah.
I think that's where a lot of, like, relationships come from, just when girls, like, need security. And, like, you can see, like, a lot of the more popular people at the school, like, do have, like, relationships. Like, that it's kind of seen as, like, a positive thing and, like, a popular thing to do.
Are condoms given out?
At school? No. But it's still a taboo among the faculty, I believe.
Sometimes teachers don't feel a connection to the students anymore. They get a serious generation gap in there and don't understand the teenager's culture. I'm not there yet. I think I'm getting there, but I'm going to try to at least have an idea of what's going on in their lives. I think you just really need to stay on top of what their interests are, and then I think you have that connection.
Well, the buses are leaving.
Yes.
But your day goes on.
It always feels nice to be done instructing for the day, because it's the fun part, but it can be tiring.
In closing, I just hope that this experience lets people know that being in high school, although hasn't changed much, is really different, and that there are a lot of pressures on teenagers today, and just for them to be a little more sensitive or aware of it. We heard about the peer pressure and like the drugs and alcohol and stuff like that in the schools, just know that we are trying. We're just trying to find out who we are at the same time as maturing and growing up. So just be patient.
I've spent about 2 hours listening to a parent that had a concern with the disciplinary decision that the staff had imparted. And the more we delved into the issue, the more issues we found out. Let's go home.
All told, is this a good day, a bad day, or somewhere in between?
It's a real good day. This is a good day when you can impart mass quantities of decision-making. It's a good day. I saw 3 of the 4 people I wanted to see. It was a good day instructionally because our instructional council talked about academic integrity in the classroom. Not every day is 11 hours. Too many days are. I selected to do this. And God help me, I still like doing it. So, it was a good day. That's what the man said. So won't you listen to what the man
said. He said. High School Time was produced by Richard Paul. Field producers were Lakshmi Singh and Katie Gott. The show was mixed by Jared Weisbrot. We'd like to thank producer Matt McCleskey for recording sound for this program. Also thanks to the faculty, staff, and students of Westfield High School in Chantilly, Virginia for their help and cooperation. Archival footage was supplied by the Internet Moving Images Archive at archive.org. This program was funded in part by the National Endowment for the Arts and the United States Department of Education. Richard Paul is our go-to guy for stories about education and technology. He's done quite a few programs on this topic, which you can listen to via our website, soundprint.org. Support for Soundprint comes, as always, from ToadNet, a provider of business and residential DSL throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Visit toad.net to learn more about ToadNet's internet services or call 877-GET-TOAD. Soundprint is produced by the Soundprint Media Center in association with WAMU and American University. If you have questions or comments for us, we are so happy to entertain them. Our email is talkback@soundprint.org. The number to call toll-free for CDs of Soundprint is 1-888-38-TAPES. That's 1-888-38-TAPES. On the next Soundprint, we'll meet a tricultural family living in Holland. Also, every 4 years, teams from around the globe gather, each vying to be named the world's best gay ballroom dancers.
Three charms. So that's you're in the quarterfinals.
So that means that we're in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Is that worse now, or
are you sure?
Is that better or worse?
Are you absolutely sure? I can't cope with the emotion.
These stories next week on Soundprint. Soundprint is Technical Director Anna Marie DeFreitas, Associate Producer Katie Gott, and Sound Engineer Jared Weisbrot. Our Executive Producer is Moira Rankin. I'm Barbara Bogave.